When I was a teenager, a late teenager, I served in the Servers Guild at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, Ontario, in the Diocese of Huron. And there was an occasion when it was a midweek Eucharist in St. Aidan's Chapel. And I was serving that day, and I was accompanying the priest. And prior to the service, I went in and took a look and saw the chapel empty. So I found the father and I said, "Father, it's just us. Shall we cancel?" Somewhat hoping he would say yes, because I didn't want to carry all of the people responses in the liturgy. But he looked at me and said, "Oh dear, it's never just us. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses who gather with us in our worship whenever there are two of us together. It's never just us. The saints intercede on our behalf and join us, lifting our hearts to the Holy One and bringing the Holy One to us." I'll admit that that was, for me, a breaking open moment in my understanding of what it is to be a Christian. We carried on with the liturgy, and I did feel surrounded by those who had gone before and those present in that chapel, in that mysterious moment of what happens at the Holy Table of God in Eucharist. This reflection of the heavenly banquet yet to come, and this experience of Jesus with his disciples on the night before, and this conflation of holy time coming together in this cloud long before Apple or Microsoft got their hands on it. We are indeed surrounded, encompassed, embraced by this wonderful cloud of witnesses, these astounding humans, these holy people of God who have lived lives of witness and who live on and share with us in our praying. And realizing it that day opened up for me some important questions, as I believe it can for each one of us whenever we have that moment of our identity and our connection, our tribe, our community reconfigured for us. And All Saints is a moment when we can be reminded of these important questions about our reality and our identity. When we discover that there is more than just us, who we are and whose we are become important questions again. So this morning, take the opportunity for this feast day of being surrounded by those who've gone before, those heroic, faithful, sacrificial witnesses who pray with us and pray for us. Take this opportunity to listen to those deep questions, those ontological questions, if you want a very important word, just a word that means questions about reality, about who I am. So I share with you some other words. We discover who we are when our reality is shifted, when something is broken open for us and we see in a new way, when the saints usher in this support for us and we discover that our faith talks about a reality of what was, what is, and what is yet to come. When we experience that conflation of God's great mystery, our place in it becomes important. And so we ask two questions. Perhaps questions of origin and questions of destination. From where have I come? And where am I going? From where have I come? The etiology of discovering my genealogy. What were the places of my beginning? What are those things that helped shape from where I've come to this present moment? What's the lineage, the genealogy? We're pretty good at that. But sometimes when things get shaky, or when we're frightened, or we're in grief, or we've lost all sense of reality and grounding, remembering from where we came is an important question to ask and explore in its answers. And I had a very wise friend I met once who would tell me about when her children were frightened and would wake up with night terrors. She would go and sit on their bed and soothe them by brushing their forehead and tell them the story about the day they were born. And somehow that settled them. Somehow that calmed them. Somehow hearing from a mother or a parent or from someone who was there about the day you were born, your beginnings, reminds you about your source. And the question about where we're going, questions of destination, theologically we call these questions of eschatology, questions of discernment about not just Googling into my destination, how will I avoid the gardener today? No, bigger questions. Vocational questions about where is my life headed? Where is everything I value directed? Eschatological questions that have been asked since the beginning of time. All Saints' Day, as we hear and discover and explore the lives of all the holy ones who have gone before us, and their heroic witness reminds us to remember who we are and how we live out our heroic witness. And it holds for us this opportunity to remember our source and our end, our Alpha and our Omega. And in the Christian narrative, we know that our source comes to us in that beginning book of Genesis. And yes, it's been used and abused and misinterpreted in all kinds of ways, but it is a story that is larger than we can truly comprehend, but is a story that does help us answer a question about from where we came. And we know that the last book of the Bible that we hear this morning, this snippet in 21 chapter of Revelation, John's revelation, his vision, is this last piece, this destination piece, this eschatological direction to where we are headed. It is a vision given to a broken, persecuted church, to a hopeless people who have been tormented and tortured by the empire. It is a message of possibility and hope of God's heavenly reign being made available now, where death will be no more, where tears will be wiped away, and where life will be restored, and God will be with God's people. If you're wondering where you're headed, that's it. If you're wondering how that might be possible, it's here now. Because this funny thing happens for us in our faith. Time, as humans, seems to be constantly linear. And yet, we know that when God's mystery, when our heads are lifted to the gates of heaven, they open and heaven and earth are conflated. And these astounding things of this cloud of witnesses shares with us in this moment, and the possibility of that vision, that source, that end, is made real now. And we are reminded that we too are saints, participating in this beginning and this ending, and being sent out into this now with this message of hope and possibility. So as you explore the questions of source, where did I come from and where am I going? These important Alpha and Omega questions, these ontological explorations as what it means to be a child of God, the beloved of God, the saints of God. May you discover the answer which is right there within those two books as we live in the in-between of how to get there from one to the other, which is everything in between. You come from God, and you will end in God. Where you begin is where you end. Harry Chapin was right. All my life is a circle. We go back to the source, but the source is always with us. In those moments, those glimpses, when the gates are opened wide and God is made manifest, and we do feel how we are indeed surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who pray with us and hold us in prayer when we feel we do not have words because the tears keep being shed, and God wipes them lovingly away and says, "You are made whole and you are holy." We give thanks to God that He has shaken up for us yet again our human perception, which is so blinded to this possibility of the magnificence of glory, which is always around us, whether we are aware of it or not. It is never just us. Thanks be to God.